We'll see how the game develops. You know, all of our players, all of our 46 that'll be active, have to be expected to play significant roles. It's just the way it is in the NFL. But you know, we'll see as we get through. You know, tomorrow, get closer to game time, and then go through the game. Well, I mean, the same things we talked about when we did it. He was a player that fit a role that we had for him. We liked he was multidimensional. We liked a lot of things about him, obviously, to feel strong enough about going up and getting him. You know, and we've been waiting for a while for that confidence. I don't know what the word is, but for that confidence to be rewarded, and now he has a chance to do it. We blitzed an awful lot in the first game, and it was very effective. You know, it depends on personnel matchups, depends on quarterbacks, it depends on you know, a lot of different things. You know, you can't be one dimensional. You can't be one dimensional on offense and defense. You need to be able to change up some pitches and things like that. It's an important part of what we do. Well, it was good to get those guys back on the field. We'll, you know, get to Sunday and see how they're going. But yeah, it's you know, we've been light in particularly at the corner position, but at the safety position also. So anytime you got players returning, it's helpful. We're 1-1. So you know, there's not a whole lot to be satisfied with so far. You know, we can do a better job in all phases, not just our corners. You know, not giving up the deep ball. I mean, that's one of the things that we want to do, but we also need to get off the field on third down. We can do a better job of that, limiting first downs. You know, there's other things that we can improve on. That's not the only thing that we're judged on. And, you know, tackling, all those different things. And we haven't played poorly, but we can play better. And like I said, we're trending that way, getting some other guys back on the field also. That's the name of the game in the NFL. I don't get to watch very many games, but I caught a little bit of last night. And, you know, a guy that got cut five times goes and rushes for 113 yards or whatever it was. You know, receiver that didn't get very many opportunities became the go-to receiver and over 100 yards. And that's what this league is all about. You know, everybody gives a lot of attention to, you know, the guys that are at the top of the roster, the well-known guys. But you have 46 on game day. All of them are expected to contribute. All of them can contribute. For a lot of them, it's an opportunity. And when they get that opportunity, they need to respond well. And some of our guys have. He was very young when we drafted him. I think he was 20 years old. He had been, you know, 3 years and done at NC State and drafted him, and he played special teams at first, which he had never in his life done. You know, he had high school, college, and never played special teams, and became one of our better special teams players. Our middle linebacker got hurt late in the year, and he came in and played well. Started a playoff game, made a lot of tackles. He's always been a guy that's been productive, been making tackles. Probably his biggest progression over the course of his NFL career has been pass defense. There's a lot to learn in pass defense, and it doesn't matter who you are, but particularly linebackers. It's a very difficult thing. You have to know all your run fits and all your blitzes, but pass defense is probably the biggest challenge. And just looking back on him from when he was a rookie, that's the thing that he's improved the most on. He's always been an instinctive defender. When it comes to the run, he's been a short tackler, those kind of things. But it's become much more effective against the pass. You know, maybe a little bit here and there. I mean, you know, there's some things that, you know, the way a game situation might come up and, you know, whatever. You know, maybe somebody might be tempted to fake a punt or, you know, do something like that to try to make a play, you know, if they've been struggling on offense, or maybe they might, you know, blitz more if they've been struggling on defense, or vice versa. Maybe they're struggling with the blitz and they don't blitz as much. So you always take, you know, those kind of situations and what happened in the first couple games into account. But the most important thing is always the way we play. You know, we have good players and a scheme that fits them, and we need to go execute. And if we do a good job of that, then, you know, it makes the other stuff moot. Yeah, he's a very good scrambler. He's strong, does a good job of running And they actually even have some designed runs for him. They ran a quarterback draw backed up, made a nice chunk of yards on a first down, but they got called back with a holding penalty. But he obviously, you know, going back to college, he moved around real well. He's actually their leading rusher right now. Now, they got behind in both games and everything else. You don't want to read too much into that. But we know that he can escape the pocket. We know that, you know, that he can get first downs rushing, and that's what we have to stop him from doing. Sammy's improved every year in every way, you know, from experience to technique, strength, you know, all those things, you know. If anything, he's gotten maybe and improved his conditioning. You know, he's probably weighs maybe a little bit less than he did as a rookie, but he's in much better condition. But he's developed very nicely, and when he's out there, he makes plays. Yeah, he's much over the last few years. He's worked hard to combat things like that. You know, he never would line up in the slot. You know, I'm going back 4 years, but never lined up in the slot. Now he lines up in the slot, line up as number three in a three receiver side, motions, all those different things. He's in command of everything that we do offensively. He's not just an outside receiver. He makes a lot of plays on the inside part of the field. Very good run after the catch. And when you do that, it makes it difficult for teams to, you know, to try to take you out. I mean, there was another team last week that did a good job of taking his deep balls away, but what do you have, 8 catches last week? I mean, and their goal was keep him doubled on every play. I don't think there was one play that he wasn't doubled. Still had 8 catches. So it shows how he can still be effective even when people take the approach of trying to limit him. You know, can we play better? It's a little bit like talking about our corners. Can we play better? Yeah, we can play better at every single position. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, offensive line, D-line. You know, everybody can play a little bit better. We don't have any worries there. If he's active, he'll be caught up enough to play. I mean, and again, if you're one of our 46 that we make active, we expect you to be able to play. And if it comes to Sunday and he's active, then you'll have your answer.